All right. Welcome back to our latest episode of All Things Purple, the only podcast covering my Baltimore Ravens and Steve's Minnesota Vikings. And I'm James. Steve, how was your week so far?
My week's been good. College basketball is over. It was an exciting time to watch some basketball, and that was always good. Now it's on to full blast football.
That's right. We have some football to talk about. We have the draft coming up. We're looking forward to that. Now, last week, if our listeners tuned in, we did cover some positions already with what I thought were the top five, in my opinion. And Steve also chimed in. He recognized from the top five because Steve, over the years, has watched a lot more college football than I have. But something I'd like to do every time we get around to April is to just look at some film on the top 15 players at each position. But for the sake of this podcast episode and its time constraints, we're going to limit that to the top five, in my opinion, at each position. And last week, we talked about the quarterbacks. We covered the running backs, covered the wide receivers, and the tight end. So we stayed on offense. We're still going to stay on offense a little bit longer today by covering the top five offensive tackle and the top five. We're going to combine the guards and centers because a lot of them play both positions, guard and center. We're going to also look at the top five edge defenders or defensive ends. And then the last one we'll cover today, the last position, is the interior defensive line or the defensive tackle position. Was there any information or news from the Vikings this past week since we last spoke? Because for the Ravens, there wasn't a whole lot going on.
No, there wasn't a whole lot going on with the Vikings. Just a lot of rumors floating around about the draft.
Well, then let's jump right into it. We're going to start with offensive tackles today. And I'm going to list my five. The five that I like would be number one is Joe Alt. He is the offensive tackle from Notre Dame. He's 6'8". 322 pounds, and I found him to be very smart, quick for his size, strong, a violent starter anywhere. For example, if he's drafted by a team that already has an offensive tackle, this guy, plug him in a guard. He's going to maul. Then whenever it's his turn to be offensive tackle, he's going to slip right in my opinion. He can keep up with the speedy ends, too. That's the beauty of this guy. He's got quick feet, and in my opinion, he's a top 10, Steve. He's the top 10 player from Notre Dame. Number two I have is someone who I kind of project to guard, but he could also play tackle maybe, is, and I might butcher his name, he's from Washington. His name is Troy Fautanu, Fautanu. He's also very smart, physical, moves his feet well, just like my number one rated Joe Alt does. Athletic, he's the type who finds someone to hit. You know, if no one's cut, he's going to find someone to hit. My opinion, this guy, Troy, I'll just say Troy for short, he's an instant upgrade. He's a starter for any offensive line. I see him in the top 15. My number three pick, Amarius Mims from Georgia. He's 6'7", 340 pounds. I think he projects, in my opinion, to right tackle because I've noticed when he tried left tackle a little bit, he was getting beat by some of the faster defensive ends. And you know, when you get beat by a lot of defensive ends on the left side, they're going to put you at right side in the NFL. And, you know, the right side, you can kind of get away with not being as athletic as a left tackle, as I'm sure you're aware. But this guy's very strong, 6'7", as I mentioned, 340. He can bowl over anybody. He makes it look easy. But I see him in the middle to late first round. Just to round off, we have number four, Taliese Fuaga, Fuaga. He's from Oregon State, Steve, and he's 6'6", 334. I found him to be very fluid. He moves well for a big man. I see him as a very good right tackle or guard. Instant starter, in my opinion, with a high ceiling. I have this guy trending up. Strong guy. He's a great pulling tackle or guard. And I see him also in the middle to late first round. And then rounding out my top five, Steve, I'm going to have to definitely shorten his name because there's a lot of hard names to pronounce with the tackles. I'm going to say Olu, O-L-U, his real name. His real first name has about 10 other letters after that that's hard to pronounce. So, but he's called Olu for short. Fashanu, Fashanu, which is from Penn State. He's 6'6", 317 pounds, and he has really good anchor skills. Whenever he's confronted with the bull rush, he can just plop down his anchor and he's not going anywhere. He's a behemoth in the run game, in my opinion. Picks up blitzes really well. That's a good thing to see. In my opinion, he's also a first round, mid to late first round. And for all these guys, I have pretty much, in my rating, 4 stars is a stud. I think most of these top five guys are right around 3.5 to 3.25, which is a pretty good rating in my opinion. And really what I'd like to talk about now, and love to hear what you have to say about the Vikings. Do you think the Vikings, Steve, have need of an offensive tackle, either left or right side on your line?
I think a lot of teams would have a need for an offensive tackle, and I would definitely be needing one just because if you're getting a trying to look for a franchise quarterback, you're going to have to protect him. You got a lot of money invested to him, time, everything else. You better make sure you have some big boys up in front that can protect him. And when I'm looking at offensive linemen, I look at the school, what school they come from. If you're coming from one of the five major conferences, the big name schools, for me, that's a pretty good rating. And your guy, Joe from Notre Dame, is up there. Penn State, Washington, Georgia, Oregon State. I would put maybe the J.C. Latham from Alabama up there in the top five, maybe. I don't know what you think, thought of him. I'm looking at offensive linemen, and I look for the big name schools. Usually, they do a good job of recruiting those big linemen that can block. But I would agree with your top five. That's a pretty good top five.
So what percentage would you say for the Vikings picking at the offensive tackle position, would you say?
I would say 60%.
Yeah, only because the Ravens traded their right tackle to the Jets, Morgan Moses. I'm going to go higher. I'm going to say the Ravens probably have a 75% chance of getting a tackle in the first 4 rounds. I wouldn't be surprised if they get, certainly more than one offensive lineman. They might need two or three, to be honest. It'll be exciting because I love it when they're able to put together a good line because, like you said, you got to protect your franchise quarterback, which you got to protect Lamar Jackson. The Ravens love to run, so they got to get some maulers that love to run blocking as well. So I agree with you. I look at the big schools, and that's important. And you asked about J.C. Latham or Latham. I have him projected as a right tackle. He's my number 8 in the top 10 that I have. My scouting report for him, he's 6'6", 360, wide body. He shuffles his feet well, but I wanted to see more pop from his blocks, and I didn't see it. And sometimes that's a matter of disposition. Some players just love to play to the whistle and just pancake you every time they can. And some players, that's just there's a different breed. And I think he's a really big specimen. Strong hands. I mean, once he locks down on the inside of you, you're not going to get past him. He does the job. In my opinion, he's a solid pick. I just didn't have him in my top five, but I think this is actually a good year for offensive tackles, Steve. From really I would say 1 through 12. I have good grades from 1 through 11 or 1 through 12. So it's a good year for offensive tackles, and Latham is a good one. So that was a good pickup by you. And there's a whole bunch of others too. So I'm excited to see if our teams can help themselves with some
So,
offensive tackles.
what round do you think that you can pick up a pretty good offensive lineman, third round still or fourth round?
Oh yes. Oh yes. I think you can pick up a good lineman, whether it's tackles seem to be gobbled up a little bit quicker than the guards or centers. But yes, you can get tackles probably well into deep into the third round, maybe fourth. Interior lineman, oh yeah, you can find them in the fourth and fifth round and they could be starting. Good stuff. Let's jump right into the next category, which is our guards and centers. I put them together, the guards and centers. As far as this position is concerned, Steve, I think the Ravens will probably pick up at least one guard because it's open competition at the guard position this training camp coming up in Baltimore. So I think we're looking at least at 50%, if not a little bit higher. How about for the Vikings? Do you think they need inside help, or do you think they have it already?
I think we could use some help. I have my center already, but he's a bit light center. I would like my center to be a little bit heavier, be able
Yeah.
to box sometimes of those guys that bull rush you, or even the quarterback sneak, and not get bowled over. So I think I have a 50% chance of picking up a center or a guard in the late rounds.
Agreed. Yeah. And you know what? The beauty about the center position is a lot of centers can slide over to guard. So if you pick up a center that is, like you said, a little bit bulkier, you can slide last year's center just over to guard, or he could be a great backup. A great, you need depth at the offensive line position. Do you agree?
Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
Need depth at that offensive line. It's a crucial aspect of your team in terms of trying to protect the quarterback and what you're doing on the offensive schemes. It's important to have a good depth.
Yeah. Well, let's jump into some names here at offensive guard or center. A name that I liked really, and a player that I liked watching. And by the way, I don't have any first round grades for these guards or centers. I think that you can get some really good ones in the second round and beyond. My number one guard or center is Christian Mahogany. He's from Boston College, Steve, and he's 6'3", 322 pounds. And what I liked about him, he has a nice long reach. Strong hands, very intelligent, very competitive. I like to see a little bit of attitude in my offensive lineman on my team. He has a good quick burst, a good anchor. In my opinion, he's going to start immediately, but I have him as a second round pick in the middle of the second round. And I like him from Boston College. My number two pick on my list is a man from Texas A&M, Laydon Robinson. And I have him listed at 6'3", 302 pounds. And he's projected to right guard. I assume he could challenge a left guard for a team that has a need. He's very strong. He can pull fluidly. You like to see that when a guard can, pull and run and lead the running back. And just he's fluid. He doesn't look awkward or anything like that. So he has good sliding movement to take on the blitz, good anchor. He may need some weight, though. That's the only thing I noticed when I saw him. He may need a little bit of weight to put on in the NFL. But in my opinion, he's going to consistently neutralize his opponent, smart. And I also gave him a second round grade, but I like him. He's my number two guard. My third guard is a man by the name of Trevor Keegan from Michigan. Speaking of last year's champion, 6'5", 310 pounds. And he's projected left guard. Great size at 6'5", 310 pounds. He can pull well, much like Robinson can. He likes contact. You can tell he loves to be physical, wide body. He handles one-on-one opponents well. He keeps his feet moving, so I like that. He needs just a little polish, but he can play now, especially at the guard position. I have him as a late second round grade. My fourth is Zach Zinter, also from Michigan, Steve. So he could be a right guard. He's 6'6", 309. He definitely checks off the size. He's a champion, very much like Keegan is. Strong. He has decent movement to the second and third level if need be. He played top competition, as did Keegan. So that's good. As you mentioned, the top schools need to do that. They play top competition. Very strong. He has a nice pop contact. In my opinion, he's a nice player, but I have him in the second or third round. And then to round out the top five, I have a little bit of a surprise. I have a center from the University of Miami. I really liked him. His name is Matt Lee, and he's 6'4", 295. Really solid. He can hold his own, in my opinion. And I watched a lot of UM. I know I didn't watch a lot of college football, but UM, I tried to watch some. He pulls decently, good strong base. I like his potential ceiling. He might need to wait a little bit before he starts. In my opinion, his ceiling is high, and I have him as a third round, late third round grade. Overall, I gave the position of guard and center a C. I thought it was a C grade in my opinion. And as I mentioned, I think the Ravens have a 50% chance of getting somebody. Any thoughts about the names I mentioned to you?
No, I like the two guys from Michigan.
Yes.
Even the championship, national championship in your running team, that showcases that you got to be a pretty good offensive lineman to do some of the things that Michigan Did I don't know what you think of the guy Cooper Beebe from Washington State. Do you have him down anywhere?
I'm sure I do. Yes, I do. I have him as my sixth. I just got past the top five. I am at number 60.
I'm looking at some place to have him number one, so I just was
Yeah.
wondering what
Oh, yeah.
you thought about that.
I gave him a third round grade, but with I had an arrow going up, which means I can see him pulling into the second round. I had him just outside my top five. And so, yeah, I like him. He has a nice ceiling.
And centers, you have anybody from Oregon?
Yes, I do. I have Jackson Powers Johnson from Oregon. He's 6'3", 320. I have him at number 8 overall, which
Overall.
combines guards. Yes, overall, I like him. I have him also in the third round.
Okay.
Yeah. So good stuff there. Got to mention your Oregon guys, Steve.
Yeah, they had a good year and they had a pretty good job
I
blocking. In
agree.
terms of Oregon, the center has to do a lot of things, different things. They do a lot of screens and pulling and stuff. So you have to be a pretty good offensive lineman to do that.
Yeah, and I like what you said about the two guards from Michigan. Like you said, that's a top program. They won the championship, and they better know how to run, block, and pass block in Michigan.
Yes,
That's a
yes.
pro style offense. That's a really good point. All right, well, awesome. Let's jump to the next one because we got two left before we have to wrap this up, but we have two more positions. The next one is the edge defenders or the defensive end slash outside linebackers, but the more edge defenders, those defensive ends that rush the quarterback and have to also play against the run. Boy, I love this position, Steve. I gave the overall position a B minus or B. As far as what percentage the Ravens can use, I think that I would say 40%, maybe 50%, they're going to pick somebody because we lost some players in free agency. And I'm thinking of Clowney, who we lost to the Panthers. So they're going to want someone young to really push some of the veterans that I do have still left. So I have about 40 to 50%. What about your team with the Vikings? What percentage do you think a defensive end you might pick one up?
Well, we picked up some free agents on defense. I think we will pick up probably the best defensive player. I'm sure we'll pick up a cornerback, but an edge rusher, you can never have too many edge rushers. And the way my defensive coordinator likes to play, it's always good to have fresh bodies rotating in there. So I would give my team a 30 to 40% chance of picking up, especially if there's a good player in that position that's available. I can see them easily picking up a defensive player, an edge rusher especially.
Yeah, and I think it was Ozzie Newsome, the former GM of the Baltimore Ravens, who said you can never have enough quality defensive ends or cornerbacks. You just never can have enough because, boy, they get injured at those positions, especially, it seems like.
Yeah.
Well, let's go ahead and talk about some of the top edge defenders in this year's draft and my top five. And certainly, Steve, if you can find what the consensus is out there, which I haven't looked at yet, but my top five, I don't use that word too much with these football players, but I love Chop Robinson, the Penn State defensive end. That guy, in my opinion, has incredible speed, long arms, incredible motor. He's violent. He's going to be a problem, in my opinion, for offensive linemen. He's devastating player. I see him in the top 10, even top five
The top
possibly.
10. Wow.
I love him. I love
I could
Chop
see him in
Robinson.
a, I could
Yeah, I
see him
know.
in the top first round. The
Yeah.
top 10 is pretty high, but
That's
those
my
edge
guy.
rushers do sometimes get picked up high, so.
That's true. And what happens sometimes, and it doesn't mean it's going to happen this time, but we've watched enough drafts where sometimes a player gets picked and you're like, whoa. I didn't see that coming. I think Chop Robinson is going to climb up the boards in the next couple of weeks. I just love him. My number two is Jared Verse, the Florida State defensive end. I like him a lot. Florida State has a great history of defensive ends, going back to Peter Boulware, Ravens quality linebacker from back in the day, 2000. Jared Verse, I like him a lot. Boy, he's got a variety of moves. I noticed that right away. Some players don't, but he does. He can do the speed rush, the bull rush. He's got a nice twisting motion to get to the quarterback, a great motor. I have him in the first round, early to mid first first round grade is what I gave him. My number three is from UCLA, and I'm going to try again with these names. Forgive me. Leiatu Latu. He's a defensive end, 6'5", 265 from UCLA. He had 13 sacks this past season. Very smart. He's a playmaker with sacks and interceptions. I believe he had at least one or two interceptions. Uses hands well. Great attitude. High ceiling. He even has a nice jump move. So I really like him. But I gave him more of a mid to late round pick position. So we'll see what happens there. And my number four is Darius Robinson from Missouri. I have him at 6'5", 285. He's a tall, physical rusher who finishes well. I think he's very good both against the run and the pass. He's a natural pass rusher, in my opinion, in this group. He's a natural pass rusher. He can power through blocks. He's fast. I have a first round, mid first round to late first round pick for Darius Robinson. And then my number five is Dallas Turner from Alabama, 6'4", 254. What a violent burst. He uses his strength and quickness to reach the quarterback very well. In my opinion, he could add just maybe 5 to 7 pounds of muscle. I also have him in the middle to the late rounds. And I know that the quote-unquote experts or those that have who do this all year round, they might have different placements for the names that I just gave. And Steve, what did you find?
I'm looking at one of the NFL Draft Buzz charts that list the each position. All your names are in the top five they have listed, maybe not in the exact order, in the different order, but you have
Okay.
basically the top five guys that they
Oh,
have
good.
listed. So you're pretty right on with the experts in terms of the edge
Well,
rushers.
that makes me feel good when I don't take a look at anybody else's list. I look up the top 15 at every position. You know, that I do find on Google. I look at the top 15, but then I come up with my own opinions about them. So I'm glad to hear that at least, hey, you know, we'll see now, you know. We'll see how it works. I gave overall, like I said, a B minus to B grade for the ends, and I'm excited because a defensive end is an impact maker like right away.
Oh,
So
yes.
yeah. So you can't have enough pass rushers ever. So
I agree.
well, let's go to the last position for today, which is interior defensive line or defensive tackle position. I gave a B minus again, or B, somewhere in there. Grade, which is still a pretty good grade overall, because I was grading the top 15. But we're going to stick to the top five for this podcast. My number one is Byron Murphy II out of Texas. He's 6'1", 308. That guy, I have to tell you this, Steve, and I might as well say this now. In my entire draft grading for this year's draft, this is the only stud that I have. This is the only four-star player that I gave 4 stars to. Now, that's just my opinion, of course, but I love this guy. He won't be anywhere close to where I'm picking, but he's explosive. He's strong. He pushes linemen 5 yards back. He just manhandles these linemen. He runs them over, in my opinion. Like I said, he's a four-star player. He should excel right away. He should be in the top five, in my opinion. I'm talking about the top five picks in the whole draft. So I love this guy. Number two might surprise some people, and it's Braden Fisk from FSU. Lightning speed for a defensive lineman. He's a wrecking ball, this guy. Powerful. He checks off all the boxes for drive, for effort, which I love to see. Speed check. He's smart. Have him in the mid to late first round. So that's Braden Fisk. Number three is Michael Hall Jr. from Ohio State, another top school that you were talking about, 6'2", 280 pounds. Very quick. He dismisses with his hands. He just throws linemen around. Very good lateral movement. Really like him. I also have him in the first round, middle of the first round. My fourth guy, Tavondre Sweat from Texas, 6'4", 362. This guy is a mammoth of a man. Good pursuit for his size and weight. He's a brick wall. You're going to run into the brick wall of Tavondre Sweat if you try to run the ball. He's quick off the snap, and he can pass rush even. Very exciting player. Good feet, smart. In my opinion, he's an instant plug-in player. I gave him a mid to late first round pick, even though who knows, maybe other draft has him higher in the round. My number five And then I'd love to hear what you find since you're looking at the list, Steve. Is Dewayne Carter, this is a little bit, not a big school, Duke. I actually love the guy from Duke. And he's 6'3", 305. To me, he's a sideline to sideline guy, pure strength. Level of competition, he's not from the top groups, but he bowled over linemen to get to the ball. He's smart and versatile. I can see him playing end or tackle. But in my opinion, he's a first round late, first round pick. But I think he's a very good prospect, Steve. And to be honest, I even like my number six and my number seven, which from Clemson, I have number seven, Rouke Okoro. My number six is Jarezon Newton from Illinois. So I've got there's some good players at this
Yeah, I was
position,
just going to talk
Steve.
about Newton from Illinois, but you have him as seven, you said.
I have six.
Oh.
For Newton, and then the Orhoro, Rouke Orhoro from Clemson. I have him at seven, but they both have good grades. They're great. They're really good. I'm excited to see where they go.
A Michigan guy in your top 10, Chris Jenkins, defensive line, 6'3", through about 300 pounds.
I do have him, but not in my top 10, Stephen. That might surprise you because I know that he's from a big college, and he's probably high up on some boards, but I didn't like him as much as other people. I have him at number 12 out of 15, and let me just read real quick what I have for him. He's 6'3",
Okay.
305, good hands to stand and shed blockers that I saw, explosive pursuit to the quarterback. He has good pursuit, good awareness. He's a champion. He's on a good team. And to me, he wasn't as explosive as those other names that I read to you. Solid player, though. I mean, solid player. I gave him 2.5 stars, which means he's above average. And you never know. This is all just what I see with the naked eye and just a few minutes of watching tape, not all year round, but just a few minutes. So I usually look at their highlights for each player. And then I try to pick a game that's on YouTube, like a whole, maybe 20 minutes of a game, just to look and see how they play, especially against good competition. Just see how they do, just so I can get an eyeful. But yeah, Chris Jenkins, definitely a popular name at this position. But I have him ranked 12th, and we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. As
Good.
far as who I'd love, because I like to kind of put little stars next to some names that I would love to have on the Ravens. And at this position, I would love to have, of course, Byron Murphy. He's not going to be there. Braden Fisk, I doubt he's going to be there when the Ravens pick at, I think, number 30 or whatever they're at. Michael Hall Jr. Now, this is a guy. Michael Hall Jr. is my number three. Michael Hall Jr. I would love to have this guy on the Ravens. Now, he may be in the middle to the end of the first round, depending on how the draft goes, because you know how it is. Sometimes there's a run on wide receiver or a run on quarterbacks, right? Quarterbacks
That's
can,
right.
right? When teams start picking quarterbacks that maybe you didn't think would go in the first round or something. And then that pushes all these other good positions to you and I or whatever team needs have. So I love when that happens, when there's a quarterback that I didn't think would go in the first round, goes in the first round, and then, oh goodness, here comes some really good players my way. So that's the fun part about the draft. But your thoughts about this position of defensive tackle overall?
I think overall, I think you're right in terms of giving the grade that you did. And I think that you can pick up a good interior lineman in the third round, second round, second to third round. You should be able to pick up a good, solid player that can help you with your just in terms of he's not a starter, but he's a backup, maybe eventually a starter. So, yeah, I think you have some good names there.
And the fun part for those who are listening, the fun part of the draft is not only, what obviously number one is who our team gets, and then we can just dream of improvement. But also to see where are these other players that we ranked, where are they going? Sometimes they go in our division, which we don't like that. We like to see, wow, they're going to this team. This team should get better in that area. So it's kind of fun to think that way as we get closer to training camp after the draft and so on. So, well, we're coming to the end of this particular episode, but the next episode, we're going to finish our positions of linebacker, cornerback. Not quarterback. We already did that in the last episode. This is cornerback on defense, safeties, and also, and really this is for Steve's benefit, but I also enjoyed looking at pretty much four or five specialists, whether it comes to kicking or punting. I know that, Steve, you mentioned in the recent episode that you might be looking for a kicker, but while I was at it, I saw a few punters that I thought were pretty good too. So, yeah, well, let me look at them too. But I looked at four kickers. We'll talk about that next week, so that'll be fun to talk about. But anyway, as we're getting close to signing off, I always want to thank people, and then we'll sign off. But thanks, Steve, for all the editing you do and putting things out in a timely manner. And always want to thank your wife, Leah, because she's the one that got us started and helped us and continues to help us with things. So we appreciate that. And thank our listeners. Thank you all for those of you who do tune in. And maybe the draft isn't your favorite thing, or you're not sure what it is, but I tell you what, it is fun if you put a little time into it, and it is all about our favorite teams getting better. Anything you want to say, Steve, before we sign out?
No, I think you covered it pretty well, James.
All right. Okay. Well, then there's really just a few things left to say. One of them is go Ravens, and
Go Vikings.
this has been All Things Purple, the only podcast devoted to the Baltimore Ravens and the Minnesota Vikings. And we're signing off saying God bless you, and we'll see you next time as we get ready for the draft. All right. Bye-bye now. Take care.